have a word for you, or bisculate. Siblings Hillary and Jonathan Krieger used the word for a long time without realizing that their father, Neil Krieger, had made it up to describe what happens when the juice or pulp of a citrus fruit squirts into one's eye. Now, Neil was a scientist, an entrepreneur, and a civil rights activist, and he died in April due to complications from COVID-19. He was 78. He is one of more than 11,000 people we've lost in the Commonwealth to the disease. Here's Jonathan reflecting on their loss.
I think, as anyone who's lost a parent can tell you, and as we've unfortunately learned, it's the kind of thing that doesn't seem to fully go away, and definitely still think about it a lot.
So Jonathan and Hillary are now trying to get orbisculate into the dictionary as a tribute to Neil. They joined us as part of our Living Through Corona series to explain why. And to help us know him better, Hillary began with the time she called Neil in tears because she didn't get a job she really wanted.
And he said, "Well, that's great." And I said, "What do you mean that's great? I'm really upset about it." And he's like, "Well, I know, but, you know, it just takes a certain amount of no's to get to yes. And so now you've gotten one more no out of the way. So you're getting closer to getting your job." And I think that, you know, that sort of captured so much about him. He always saw the positive, the opportunity, the need to just keep going and don't let things that might appear to be setbacks become real setbacks. And I think part of why Jonathan and I are so excited about the word orbisculate and have chosen it as a way to try and honor his memory by bringing it to the wider world is because in just a word, it does say so much about him. It's fun, it's creative, it's whimsical. It takes a moment when you're getting attacked in the eye by a citrus fruit that you could see as quite negative and makes it something to laugh about and to connect with others about. And that's a lot of who our dad was.
Thank you for that, Hillary. So Jonathan, orbisculate is a fabulous word, and one I would have totally believed was already in the dictionary just because it's so officious sounding. It is one that your dad made up and you didn't find out till later wasn't a real word. Why try to, you know, sort of make it from Pinocchio into a real boy here?
Hillary really hit it on the head. It's a way to share this sort of side of him. I think, you know, the last however many months have just been so awful and sad. And this is really, you know, a positive light thing. And we've kind of thought early on that it might then also become something positive and light for other people who are going through a lot of struggle right now. And so obviously, you know, our quest is sort of about getting this word into the dictionaries. But I think one of the things that's been so exciting is, you know, seeing how many other people this has resonated with and how many people this story has meant something to them who have themselves gone through loss. And so for us, I think that's kind of, as we've done this, started to become a bit more. The point of this whole thing is that we know, unfortunately, a lot of people who have lost a parent, and they've told us that they've really found this to be a, you know, moving and inspiring thing, and that they feel a connection to it. And so I think that has largely become sort of the thrust of pushing it forward, in addition to just, it would be really cool to see in a dictionary.
So this search to memorialize and make permanent this word that your dad created, it strikes me that when we lose someone, we both mourn them, but we also want to celebrate their lives. And there is something celebratory, it feels like, to what you're doing here.
Absolutely. And I think that's actually a really great way of capturing it. You know, we, like so many people, whether you're losing loved ones to COVID or not, right now are not having the traditional funeral and community and things that are done in the really first, most terrible moments of loss. So we want to find a way to at least experience and, you know, uplift the celebration of life part of what can be done right now for our dad. But like Jonathan said, other people are relating to our story and sharing their stories. And I think this is offering a way for people to see that, you know, when they lost somebody, that's not the end of the story, and that there's a greater story, a greater purpose, a way that that person's life can be shared with others and can be celebrated by others. And so this felt like a really fun and kind of different way to celebrate that and to do that. But it's certainly very much about finding something positive, both for us to hold on to in terms of his memory, but also for others so that they can know about him and that they can think of their own ways to celebrate the lives of those that they love and have lost.
Jonathan, one of the things that makes a word sort of a real word is the fact that it gets used over and over again. It's not too specific to one person or too context specific. You've come up with this list of 50 goals you have for the word, and they're awesome. It winds up in a crossword puzzle. It's the name of a cocktail. Lin-Manuel Miranda puts it in a song.
We wanted to shoot for something that was very reasonable and achievable. So we thought, you know,
exactly.
The most famous singer of our time coming up with a song about it would be, you know, just a good goal number three to have.
So what is, of those 50, what's the one that's been most fun to try to make happen?
I personally am very excited about the idea of Ben & Jerry's possibly doing an orbisculate-flavored sorbet. I love Ben & Jerry's. Our dad awesome. Loved ice cream and sorbet. And it just, you know, Ben & Jerry just strike us from afar, at least, as people who love this kind of thing, of, you know, bring creativity to ice cream. That's kind of the Moby Dick of the process. But there's a lot of them that we'd be excited about. And I think one of the things that's been cool is people have been sending stuff to us. So you mentioned a cocktail. I think the way we came up with that is our friend knew what we were doing. And she sent us a text one day, just like, you know, I was at a picnic and I made an orbisculosa, which is, you know, grapefruit juice and champagne. So great, that now exists. And so it's been really cool, not just sort of the list that we came up with, but seeing what else other people are contributing as well.
That's fantastic. And Hillary, I saw the website where you're advancing the cause of the word orbisculate. You've got t-shirts, and the proceeds from the sales of those t-shirts will benefit Carson's Village, which is an organization that helps families with resources right after a loss, you know, coordinating burials, obituaries, et cetera. Why is that important to you, to have that act of solidarity and support other families in their moment of loss?
Well, when we found out that our father had passed away, as overwhelming as the grief and emotions and all of the important psychological and emotional and spiritual parts of his loss were, it turned out that we had to do a lot of other things that were very practical. And it seemed that it was such a difficult time for a family to have to turn their attention to all these difficult decisions that needed to be made and expensive costs that had to be paid for, and, you know, just a process that was really grueling and demanding when you had your least amount of wherewithal and you were exhausted and you were devastated. We have a wonderful family, the three of us, Jonathan, my mom and I, and an incredible community of friends. But we realized it's such a vulnerable time for people. So we looked around and were able to find Carson's Village, and we were so thrilled to find a place that understood, like we did, unfortunately, from suffering their own loss, the need that people have. And they've been wonderful partners with us. They're very enthusiastic users of the word orbisculate. And so there's real practical assistance out there for people who are going through these terrible losses now.
I mean, all of that is so hard already. And then all of it is exacerbated by coronavirus. I mean, when our father passed away, we were trying to figure out a cemetery, and a lot of them had restrictions of you can't have a funeral here. Or even if you do have a funeral outside 6 feet apart, you can't have more than 10 people. You know, it's just there's so many other elements of things that you have to wade through at, as Hillary said, this most difficult of times. And so especially now, it felt like that was even more important than normal.
Here in the Commonwealth, this holiday season, loved ones of 11,000 people will be mourning and missing the people they lost. How is your family going to keep your dad close to you in this first holiday season without him?
It's a hard one. I think, you know, I can certainly say each celebration we've had since he passed away, we've been very, you know, aware of him. We still feel him with us. You know, we've now done this, and we've gone through my birthday and Thanksgiving, and Hillary's birthday is coming up. And, you know, we can definitely feel his presence on all those days. You know, each of those days, there's a certain connection or a thing that he would always do. And so Christmas, we would always play Pictionary together. And our dad was a pretty bad jar. And so we would always, just by the end of it, be laughing as he was trying to sort of defend how his picture could plausibly be the thing that was on the card. You know, and he was always such a good sport about it. And that was always such an important memory for our family. And so I'll say, I don't think we're going to have to work very hard to feel that connection to him on that day.
And that is Jonathan and Hillary Krieger, the children of Neil Krieger, who died from complications of COVID-19 in April at the age of 78. Thanks to both of you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.